This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the fourth unit of this component is Computerized Provider Order Entry. Unit 4 consists of two lectures, each followed by a discussion question. A final assignment is also a part of the requirements for this unit. This is Lecture 2. Lecture 2, Aspects of CPOE, will describe the major value to adopting CPOE applications, identify the common barriers to adoption, and summarize the potential impact CPOE has on patient care safety, quality and efficiency, and patient outcomes. Lecture 1, Introduction to CPOE, defined CPOE, stated the purpose of CPOE, listed attributes and functions of CPOE, and explained how CPOE is currently being used in healthcare. Lecture 2 has three objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to discuss the major value to CPOE adoption, identify barriers to CPOE adoption, identify how CPOE can alert patient care safety, quality, and efficiency, as well as patient outcomes. CPOE is a valuable tool and has many advantages when compared to paper-based systems. As cited in the article, Role of Computerized Physician Order Entry Systems in Facilitating Medication Errors by Dr. Koppel and others, these advantages include: with CPOE, handwriting identification problems no longer exist, the order reaches the pharmacy quicker, and errors associated with similar drug names are not as likely to occur. CPOE also is more easily integrated into medical records and decision support systems. Four more advantages cited in the article are: errors caused by the use of apothecary measures are less likely to occur, CPOE is easily linked to drug-drug interaction warnings, more likely to identify prescribing physician, and able to link to adverse drug event reporting systems. The article cited these additional advantages of CPOE when compared with paper-based systems. CPOE is able to avoid specification errors, available and appropriate for training and education, available for immediate data analysis, and claimed to generate significant economic savings. The final advantage addressed it: CPOE online prompts. With this functionality, CPOE can link to algorithms to emphasize cost-effective medications, reduced underprescribing and overprescribing, and reduced incorrect drug choices. With all of these advantages, the value of CPOE is apparent. According to a HIMSS CPOE fact sheet, CPOE value extends beyond having an electronic record rather than a paper one. CPOE adds value to the organization by enhanced patient safety. Medication errors are reported to be the largest cause of adverse hospital events. CPOE eliminates transcription error and clinical alerts can warn of allergies and drug-drug interaction. Reduced cost. Studies have found that adverse drug events can increase hospital stays significantly. Additional cost savings can be realized with clinical decision support that directs practitioners to lower doses or alternative medications. Reduced variations in care by encouraging best practices. CPOE is a powerful tool in guiding practitioners in reducing unnecessary variation in care by encouraging best practices. Even with the recognition that CPOE is valuable, barriers to adoption and implementation do exist. They include: there is a belief that physicians will not use computerized ordering. Physicians used to paper method may be resistant to switch over to the computerized system, and adapting to it will take time that providers do not want to allow for. CPOE is complex. It requires the cooperation of many individuals, and implementation involves representatives from many areas of operations. For example, CPOE requires many interfaces with other existing systems. CPOE also requires orders and order sets to be configured. Even if the healthcare organization starts the order set development process with a standard baseline collection format provided by a vendor, it is still a time-consuming process, requiring the participation of numerous and disparate clinical departments. CPOE affects workflow and process of all caregivers and ancillary departments. It is a disruptive technology that fundamentally changes the processes used to place, review, authorize, and carry out orders. CPOE involves risks. Poorly designed user interfaces and unacceptable processing speeds can increase the odds of errors and therefore increase patient safety risks. A delay in an order entry delays treatment and could result in mistakes. CPOE is costly to implement and maintain. On the website cited there, the New England Healthcare Institute estimated acquisition costs for a hospital CPOE system is about $2.1 million in annual operating expenses of about $450,000 a year. Costs may differ depending on hospital size and level of existing IT infrastructure. An example of a cost is the continuous frequent training and retraining needed as users adapt to CPOE. In addition to the barriers previously identified, there is the issue of iatrogenesis. Although CPOE systems are designed to decrease errors, they can be a source of errors if not designed correctly. Thus, CPOE can have a potential negative effect on patient care safety, quality and efficiency, as well as patient outcomes. Iatrogenesis, a term coined by Dr. Werner and others, is patient harm caused at least in part by the application of health information technology. Actual or potential iatrogenic events related to CPOE errors have been discussed in published research. The results of one such study are found in the article Role of Computerized Physician Order Entry Systems in Facilitating Medication Errors by Dr. Koppel and others mentioned previously. A total of 22 situations were identified where CPOE increased probability of medication errors. These are summarized on the next slide. Dr. Koppel and others categorized the 22 situations into two groups. Information errors generated by fragmentation of data and failure to integrate the hospital's several computer and information systems, and human-machine interface flaws, reflecting machine rules that do not correspond to work organization or usual behaviors. The information errors are medication discontinuation failures, procedure-linked medication discontinuation faults, immediate order and give-as-needed medication discontinuation faults, antibiotic renewal failure, dilutant options and errors, allergy information delay, and conflicting or duplicative medications. The human-machine interface flaws are starting with the top of the first column. Patient selection, wrong medication selection, unclear log-on, log-off, role of charting difficulties in inaccurate and delayed medication administration, post-surgery suspended medications, loss of data, time, and focus when CPOE is non-functional, late in day orders lost for 24 hours, failure to provide medications after surgery, sending medications to wrong rooms when the computer system has shut down, and inflexible ordering screens, incorrect medications. While CPOE has been a major initiative of U.S. hospitals for over a decade, the recent passage of the HITECH Act statutorily requires the use of health information technology in improving the quality of health care, reducing medical errors, reducing health disparities, increasing prevention, and improving the continuity of health care among settings. In support of the HITECH Act in meeting the set statutory requirements in the Medicare and Medicaid programs Electronic Health Record Incentive Program Final Rule, the core set of measures was expanded to include the use of CPOE and the fundamental elements to improve patient care. CPOE is considered to be a foundational element to many of the other objectives of meaningful use, including exchange of information and clinical decision support. Electronic Health Record Incentive Program Final Rule states the following with regards to CPOE. For Stage 1, CPOE is included in the core set of measures. A meaningful use objective for eligible professionals, eligible hospitals, and critical access hospitals is: use CPOE for medication orders directly entered by any licensed healthcare professional who can enter orders into the medical record per state, local, and professional guidelines. Only medication orders are included. At least 30% of all unique patients with at least one medication in their medication list seen by the eligible professional or admitted to the eligible hospital's or critical care hospital's inpatient or emergency department during the EHR reporting period have at least one medication order entered using CPOE. That threshold increases to over 60% for Stage 2. In addition, for Stage 1, the transmission of the order is not included in the objective or the associated measure. The final rule also clarified which healthcare professional can enter orders using CPOE, as any licensed healthcare professional can enter orders into the medical record per state, local, and professional guidelines. CPOE can also have a potential positive impact on patient care safety, quality, and efficiency, as well as patient outcomes. As cited in the AHRQ report, Inpatient Computerized Provider Order Entry, Findings from an AHRQ Health IT Portfolio, when implemented together, CPOE systems and CDS can improve medication safety and quality of care and reduce costs of care. They can also improve compliance with provider guidelines as well as efficiency of hospital workflow. Adverse drug events can increase hospital stay significantly, so any technology such as CPOE which can reduce ADEs can also reduce costs. However, as previously pointed out, use of CPOE should not be pursued in isolation from other technologies. Entering orders in a system without providing clinical decision support during the order entry process is likely to have limited benefits. CPOE can also have positive impact on efficiency. Any reduction in the time it takes to render patient care can potentially reduce the amount of time in the hospital. CPOE is a powerful tool in guiding practitioners in reducing unnecessary variation in care by encouraging evidence-based practices. However, in order to optimize impact on efficiency, CPOE should be an integrated component of the clinical information system. While values are known, barriers do exist. Both positive and negative effects of CPOE on patient care safety, quality, and efficiency, as well as patient outcomes, have been documented in the literature. However, both patient safety and healthcare cost pressures, along with the federal initiatives tied to meaningful use, present a clear imperative to proceed with implementation of CPOE. As pointed out in the California Healthcare Foundation's Computerized Physician Order Entry Fact Sheet, CPOE is not a technology implementation, but a redesign of a complex clinical process which integrates technology at key points to optimize ordering decisions. CPOE is an organizational change initiative, not an IT project. Lecture 2 is now complete, and as a result, Unit 4 of Health Management Information Systems, Computerized Provider Order Entry, is now finished as well.